Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Greatness on the Go. I'm your host, Tom Quinn. For those of you coming back to the Greatness on the Go family, welcome back. We're glad you're here. And for those of you new to this space, let me tell you what we do around here. We take about 5 minutes of your day, and we share leadership, management, and sometimes life tips to make your world go just a little bit easier. This week's episode is called, You Never Get Credit for the Crises You Avoid. One of the tenets I touch on when mentoring people or speaking with groups is this key learning. You never get credit for the crises you avoid. I know, this sounds a lot like if you're not here, raise your hand, but it really goes to having self-confidence in what you do and the age-old concept of doing what's right even when no one's looking. We spend the majority of our waking work hours making decisions and putting forth a considerable amount of effort to ensure the place we're responsible for doesn't burn down today. The fact that we leave every night and return the next day to find everything relatively intact reinforces we did the right things yesterday. That said, if you're waiting for someone to come by your desk at the end of the day and thank you for all the things you did today and all the key decisions you made to avoid the whole business falling into a sinkhole, it's going to be a long, cold wait. That is primarily because most people cannot recognize and acknowledge events that never occur. We all do what we do each day with the express goal of having bad things not happen, and as a result of us achieving that daily goal, we can sometimes lament the fact that no one notices what I do here. To an extent, that may be true, as again, the majority of people don't notice things that haven't happened. They're too caught up in the things that actually did happen. I said most and the majority of people don't notice because every time I teach the above adage, I always follow with the caveat, but I do. It is important as managers and leaders to understand and recognize the things that haven't occurred as much as the events that have. As human beings, we're reactive in nature. Back to the caveman times, we didn't run until the guy next to us either got smashed by a rock or eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. Then we ran. That is reactionary management, although admittedly a good reaction. As we evolve from managers to leaders, it's important to demonstrate to those in our charge that we fully understand and appreciate all the efforts they're putting in during the day to not let the place burn down. Most of us throughout our careers came up through roles similar to those we're managing now, so we need to remember all the things we did back then to keep our buildings from burning down. Recognition doesn't require a marching band or streamers, but it does require to be verbalized or at least documented in text or email fashion. The notion of, I'm sure they know I appreciate it, is a lazy person's way out and not acceptable. Saying thanks costs nothing but goes miles. In our own personal case, we need to have the maturity and presence of mind we go home at night to know for ourselves that our own efforts that day, the directions we gave, and the difficult decisions we made kept the place afloat and out of the sinkhole for another day. Sorry, you don't get the marching band of the streamers, but that's one of the costs of leadership. Easy to say, by the way, and much harder to do. After a long, stressful day in whatever chair we sit in, it's very easy to wonder if anything we did during the day held back the tidal wave from the village. The only thing I can tell you is that someone put us in the positions we're in for a reason. And if we consistently let the village get washed away, we wouldn't have the positions we're in for very long. That doesn't mean the village isn't going to get damp around the edges now and again. Nothing is perfect. But if you're protected the village from washout, then you did your job today. I noted managers and leaders as separate categories in the last section for a reason. This has been mentioned before, but for those new to the space, or those that may have missed it, it's a very important concept that bears repeating. Manager is a job title bestowed by senior executives of a company to an individual with little to no sign-off from those they're assigned to manage. Leadership and being a leader is a wholly different thing. In this case, those being managed actively choose to follow a person, regardless of job function or authority, because they believe the leader will guide them to success and safety. This level of respect and commitment cannot be assigned by the organization. It can only be earned in the moral contract between the leader and those choosing to be led. As I've often heard said and repeat whenever I get the chance, a leader who nobody follows is just some guy walking down the street. All of the attributes and actions we discuss here are intended specifically to help you grow from manager to leader. It's also important to note there are some circumstances where people are leaders, but they don't have the title of manager for whatever reason. They are no less leaders because of it. Titles are fleeting, but earning the trust and confidence of those you lead is really what makes the difference. Remember, being a leader is a serious responsibility, because once they agree to follow you, you have, by acceptance of that agreement, committed to watch out for them, guide them, and be responsible for their success. Don't ever forget it and never take it for granted. That trust and confidence can be taken away as sure as it's given, but when done well, is really something to be proud of and a thing that will last long beyond you. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Greatness on the Go. Hopefully you got some tips you can use in your daily life from this. If you like what you heard, you can find more tips at tomvquinn.com. We'll find a whole bunch of blogs and other information. Or you can also message me there. I try and answer as many messages as I can. And you can also find my socials there. Special thanks to Sigma Music Art for the opening and closing music. So remember, until we get together next time, be good to yourself and others because you deserve it. You can make somebody's day great today, but you have to get out there and do it. I'm Tom Quinn. I look forward to seeing you next time on Greatness on the Go.